Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, December 12. Coming up, government to revive railway system. Jamaica moves up on UN ICT Development Index and Development Bank of Jamaica to lower interest rates on loans to MSMEs. The details after the break.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Buckle up! Wearing your seatbelt dramatically reduces your risk of death or serious injury. Ensure that all children are strapped in appropriate child restraints. Safety restraint systems save lives. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority. Now the news. $250 million will be invested in the resuscitation of the country's cargo and passenger rail service. The project will be done in segments with funding from the government and several investors, including the United States-based company Herzog International. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the government will undertake a cadastral survey to identify boundaries of lands owned by the Jamaica Railway Corporation that are intended to be included in a legally binding lease agreement. Minister Henry points out that the revitalization of the rail system has the potential to significantly transform the economic landscape along the rail corridor through several sectors, including tourism, freight, and land development.
It equally means that Miss May, who lives on 7th Road in Maypen, who wants to meet her son arriving at the airport, doesn't have to look for a $4,000 taxi to take her in at a specific time. She can catch the 7 o'clock train, catch the bus at Pitchon Street, go to the transport center, catch the bus to the airport.
Phase 1 will see the development of the Montego Bay to Appleton leg, slated to get underway before December 2017. Meanwhile, a non-binding Memorandum of Understanding MOU to formalize the resuscitation of the rail service was signed by the Ministry of Transport and Mining through the Jamaica Railway Corporation and Herzog Jamaica Limited, a subsidiary of United States-based Herzog International, on December 9. The signatories included Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry, Chairman Jamaica Railway Corporation Ferris Zaidi, and Herzog representatives Dr. Sean Matthew and William Gilbert. Minister Henry pointed out that upwards of 100 persons will be employed to the project initially. The primary objective of the non-binding MOU is to give Herzog the opportunity to undertake additional due diligence, including but not limited to securing financing, prior to making a final business plan submission. The MOU also sets out the principal terms and conditions under which the parties are willing to enter into a concession agreement to lease, purchase, finance, rehabilitate, and/or operate the JRC assets. Jamaica's rail system is the second oldest in the world, having started operations in 1845, with services ceasing in 1992. Jamaica is now ranked 99th of 175 countries on the 2016 ICT Development Index, IDI, an improvement of 2 places from the 2015 rankings. In the Americas, Jamaica is ranked 23rd of 34 countries. The rankings were published in the International Telecommunications Union 2016 Measuring the Information Society report, which presents a global and regional overview of the latest developments regarding information and communication technologies, ICTs. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, has expressed optimism at the positive movement in Jamaica's ranking, noting that it recognizes the country's continued progress in bringing advanced ICT capabilities to the society. Jamaica made progress on indicators such as mobile broadband penetration, internet use among men and women, broadband affordability, among others. And interest rates on loans provided to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, by Development Bank of Jamaica-approved lending institutions are to be lowered. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says he has instructed the DBJ to reduce the interest rates at which it lends funds to approved lending institutions for the MSME sector. The Finance Ministry and DBJ will also be encouraging the lending institutions to make similar interest rate reductions.
I'm about to instruct the Ministry of Finance, I think I've already done so, to unlend the money to the DBJ at 2%. The DBJ must unlend the money at 1%. And we're encouraging the approved lending institutions to put no more than 3% on it. What is that? 6%.
Minister Shaw was speaking at a recent Jamaica National Small Business Loans Limited luncheon. He says MSMEs have consistently expressed that interest rates on loans to the sector, currently in the range of 10 and 12%, are hindering growth and expansion. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.